Hi there. Thanks for coming in today. Take a seat. My name's Dr. Kale, but if you prefer, you're welcome to call me Alana. I generally prefer going by first names with my patients. Again, if that's what you're comfortable with, as it helps break some of that distance and tension between doctor and patient. A relaxed, casual atmosphere usually makes the best environment for good therapy. Okay, now, just taking a quick look at your chart here, I see you were referred to me for issues with premature ejaculation. Is that right? Great, so the good news is we got the right file. Now, I just want to take this moment to stress that there's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about. Firstly, I specialize in sex therapy, which means a significant portion of the issues I deal with on a daily basis involve people coming to me with some sort of erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, or related problems. It's a very common cause for concern among men, and I assure you, it is nothing I haven't seen before. So even though we're meeting now for the first time, I'd like to assure you that this is something that I see regularly, and I realize it can happen to anyone. It has no bearing on your character in my mind. Well, I understand the stress that it's putting you under. To me, it should not be seen as a source of shame or guilt. If you find it is impacting your sex life, though, it is simply a medical concern to be treated, just like any other. As for methods of treating it, we have several options available. The first thing to realize, however, is that even for men who are otherwise psychologically and physically completely healthy, the feeling that a man doesn't last long enough in bed is an extremely common fear in contemporary culture. This fear is driven in part by, but also at odds with, our biology. To explain a bit further, can I ask a somewhat personal question? Thank you. Now, are you a man who is sexually attracted to women? All right. So you might already be well aware of the typical discrepancy between the time it takes for a woman to reach orgasm compared to a man. Even among people we would medically classify as completely free of sexual dysfunction, the typical man can reach orgasm within 5 minutes of commencing stimulation. For the average woman, though, it can take around 20 minutes. Not only that, but men on average have a longer refractory period than women, making it harder for them to continue a session once they have reached their peak for the first time. This is an unfortunate fact of our biology, but the takeaway lesson is that if seeking to satisfy one or more female partners, a man cannot rely on stamina alone. When looking to ensure the woman reaches orgasm, peripheral sex acts, such as foreplay and oral sex, are absolutely necessary. It does lead you to wonder why we are built this way, doesn't it? One theory is that at previous points in our evolutionary path, group sex was far more common. Specifically, sex involving one woman being inseminated by multiple men. The natural proclivity for women to be more vocal during sex than men could be a holdover from that time. It's been postulated that the distinctive moans of a woman being sexually stimulated would attract other males in the area. Once the first had ejaculated inside her, another would then be able to take his place, allowing the sex to continue until all men had deposited their sperm inside the woman, who herself would likely have climaxed multiple times by this point. This form of sex would ensure not only a high chance of pregnancy, but also fierce competition. Only the most dominant sperm would be able to inseminate the egg, enabling the propagation of the strongest genes. But whether or not you believe that, there is of course a point at which ejaculation typically occurs far enough outside the typical time windows, or occurs without any direct stimulation happening at all, that it can severely strain the relationship between you and your partner. If this is the case, obviously focusing on extended foreplay alone isn't going to be enough. It must be tackled directly. The next thing to realize is that, outside of certain fringe cases, this is a psychological problem rather than a physiological one. Often, the fear of it happening alone can be sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, making the problem worse the more you focus on it. Many of our treatments are based off the same principles as exposure therapy, which is used for treating phobias. It involves exposing you to the kinds of stimuli which would normally trigger the problem, but in a controlled environment and with gradually increasing levels of intensity. This helps patients build confidence over time and eventually eliminate their fear altogether. Now, I'm just double checking your chart to be sure, but I did notice you've elected to take part in our experimental hypnotherapy treatment plan. Is that right? Okay, well, I'm sure they explained the terms and conditions to you before you came in today, but I'd just like to go over the most crucial points with you to make sure we're on the same page. That be all right? Thank you. So, the first thing you need to know is that this particular method of treatment is extremely new. You might find it unorthodox. The important thing to note is that we have so far accumulated very little data on its actual success rate, particularly long-term outpatient data. I am obliged to mention that this means potential side effects of the treatment have barely been studied either. Now, what data we do have looks very promising, and as the treatment is fully therapy-based, the possibility of unintended side effects is minimal. But I wanted to make sure you understand that this is an unmapped trail. Even if the treatment, when performed perfectly, yields a total success rate without side effects, the fact that it is so new means perfect application is far from guaranteed. And that means the risks involved are much higher than they would be in one of the more standard, well-understood treatment options. Are you following what I'm saying? And you'd still like to proceed with it? All right, then let me explain a little more about how it works. As I said before, most of our treatments are based on the principles of exposure therapy. This treatment method would be taking those principles to their extremes. If we followed through with it, we would use some basic hypnotherapy techniques to help ease you into that controlled environment, then expose you to a variety of visual, auditory, and eventually physical stimuli, all sexual in nature. We would gradually increase the intensity of these stimuli and train your mind to accept the sensations without being compelled to orgasm. The hypnotic elements assist in a few different ways. They can help your brain imagine and focus on sexual stimuli or situations. They can help you focus on a particular stimulus. And they can also help alter the connections in your mind between those sexual stimuli and the need to orgasm. Now, there's one more thing I'm going to need to mention. Obviously, This treatment is going to take time and patience before we can ever call it complete. As a rule, I never nail down a specific length of time or number of sessions we should expect, because every patient is unique. Everyone processes and gets through things at their own pace. It's a natural part of the healing process. And through it all, we are going to be building up trust between each other, getting comfortable with each other. Due to the nature of the treatment, however, eventually, we are going to need to be comfortable being very intimate with each other if the treatment is to progress. One specific requirement is that you would ultimately have to be comfortable being naked during our sessions. Obviously, I don't expect that to happen for some time. For many people, nudity, that state of being totally exposed, can mean powerful feelings of vulnerability, which... Oh, you're saying that's not an issue for you? Are you sure? Would you be comfortable with doing it now? All right. Well, if that's the case, we might be able to do away with some of the preliminary sessions. They mostly focus on building trust between the patient and therapist, but to be honest, you seem fairly comfortable with me right now. I want you to know, though, that consent and comfort is of paramount importance. If you ever feel uncomfortable with any aspect of what we are doing, I invite you to let me know, and we can call for a pause as needed, or just take things slow, or stop and opt for a different path entirely. I am here to listen to and act on your needs and desires. Now, to get started, I'd like you to get completely naked for me. Underwear as well. You can hang up your clothes just on that screen over there. Alright, that's very good. No need to feel shy. As a sex therapist, I've seen plenty of naked bodies before. It's all part of my job. When you're ready, just sit down in this armchair opposite me. It is very comfortable. Just let yourself sink into the cushion. Let your feet sit comfortably apart, your arms resting gently at your sides, and let yourself sink back into the cushion. Doesn't that feel wonderful? How does the fabric of the chair feel against your bare skin? How does the warm air of my office feel on your chest? Now, we're going to do a little bit of hypnotherapy. That might sound intimidating, but really, it is just a way to help you relax, to help make your mind receptive to words I am saying without distraction, to help your mind find connections between the words I am saying and the sensations your body might be feeling, and to keep your mind focused on particular topics of interest. Remember that through hypnosis, no one can ever compel you to do anything you don't want to do. You will remain in full control of yourself, of your mind, and your body, even when you are submitting to that state of relaxation, even when you are being made receptive to my suggestions, to the ideas that I am inviting you to explore, you will always be able to walk away if you are not comfortable with anything that is happening. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting down from 100 all the way down to 0. And by the time I reach 0, your eyes will be closed and you will be totally relaxed. You will be in that happy, dreamy place, halfway between awake and asleep, when images and sounds, like dreams, come unbidden to the surface, and it gets a little hard to tell the difference between what is real and what is just in your mind. I won't tell you when to close your eyes. I want you to begin by trying to keep them open as long as possible. But as I count down, you will find relaxation washing over you, inviting you to drift down to sleep. So, when it just gets too hard, too much to bear, to keep your eyes open any longer, I want you to close them, okay? It could happen at any time, but it will happen by the time I reach zero. As we begin, I'd like you to let your eyes focus on something in the middle distance. Not too small and not too big. Something you can see clearly, but not so big you could just let your eyes wander. Have you picked something? Good. For as long as your eyes are open, just try to focus on that point. Are you ready? Then let's begin. 100. 99. 98. 97. Keep focusing on that point. Take in every detail and avoid the temptation to let your eyes wander away. 96, 95, 94, 93. Take note of how comfortable you are, how warm and safe you feel with me. You are relaxed and at ease here. 92, 91. 90, 89. Your body is sinking down into the cushy armchair, and you can begin to feel lighter and lighter, as if you are floating on a gentle cloud of relaxation. 88, 87, 86. 85. Your eyes are still focused on that spot. Are your eyes beginning to feel heavy? Is it getting just a little bit harder to keep them focused there? 84. 83. 82. 81. What color is the object you are looking at? Think about its outline. Try to keep its outline sharp in your vision. 80, 79, 78, 77. Let everything else fade into the background as your heavy eyes strain to keep focused on that point. 76, 75, 74, 73. Let the feelings of your body fade away, floating away on that happy cloud of relaxation as your weary eyes strain to focus on that point. 72, 71, 70, 69. Let your unconscious mind wander as your conscious mind remains focused on that point. If you find images or feelings swimming to the surface, that's okay. Just let it happen. 68, 67, 66, 65. Let them play out. Let your mind go where it wants to. You don't need to control it or hold it back. Here you can be free to let your mind go where it wants to go. 64, 63, 62, 61. The air of my office is warm and cozy. Are your eyes getting heavy? You can close them at any time. Do you remember what my office looks like? Don't turn from that spot. Don't look. Just try to remember it. 60, 59, 58, 57. You remember the modest desk? The rows of bookshelves against the walls? The screen where your clothes are hanging? Plush red carpeting. The two sets of doors, one you came in, and another smaller oak door at the end. 56, 55, 54, 53, and ample couches and armchairs. I want my patients to always be comfortable when they are with me. Do you remember how I was draped over this same chair when you came in? 52, 51, 50, 49. Do you remember how I looked? Olive skin with shoulder length. Dark brown hair, doe-eyed and all smiles, skinny frame but round at the hips and chest. 48, 47, 46, 45. I was wearing heels with a fine white blouse and navy blue pencil skirt. Did it make you think about anything, seeing how my clothes hugged my body like that? 44, 43, 42, 41. Were you attracted to me at that moment? To the sight of me? Were you attracted by my voice? Does hearing my voice make you think about that tight pencil skirt hugging my hips? 40, 39, 38, 37. Are your eyes still open? Are you ready to close them? Even with your eyes closed, you can still visualize this entire office in every detail. You can see it all spread out before you. 36, 35, 34, 33. You can see me sitting across from you. Your eyes are still focused on that point, but I am sitting opposite you, legs crossed. I am intently focused on you. Right now, you are all I am thinking about. 32. 31. 30. 29. Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about how I look under these clothes? It's okay. If images come into your mind, just let it happen. Just let those scenes play out in your mind. Let them come and go. 28, 27, 26, 25. It is natural to experience feelings of attraction to someone who focuses their time and attention on you in such an intimate setting. You might even find yourself becoming aroused by this. That's all perfectly natural. 24, 23, 22, 21. Are you finding it hard to keep yourself focused? That's okay. I will guide you to where you need to go when we need to. If your eyes are still open, keep holding them on that spot. 20, 19, 18, 17. But you might be finding them getting too heavy to even consider keeping them open very shortly. If your eyes are closed, just let your mind move through this happy place of relaxation at its own leisure. 16, 15, 14, 13. Would you like me to stand up and join you on your seat and sit down on your lap? Would you like to see me unbuttoning myself for you to expose this beautiful body for your pleasure? 12, 11, 10, 9. Just let yourself float there. Float in utter relaxation. But all earthly sensations drift away, if they haven't already, while your mind takes over. Would you like me to kiss you? Can you feel my hand on yours as I lean in close? 8, 7, 6, 5. There is just no way to keep yourself awake any longer. It is impossible. Can you feel yourself fully giving in to this state of bliss now? I want you to give in for me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Everything is drifting away. You are floating, floating on a cloud, and it feels so wonderful. You are ready to give yourself to absolute pleasure. 0. You are completely relaxed and ready for treatment.